And I hope you don't wait until Sunday to pray for others. What I have had on my mind this week is a gruesome subject. Some things may be said today that are not pleasant. But I'd like to talk to you today about leprosy. Most of y'all have heard the term. I'd like to discuss it. Leprosy is a dreaded disease that is transmitted through bodily contact, body fluids, coughing, and it's highly contagious. It has a long incubation period, and it incubates until the signs are evident on the skin. Sometimes it incubates for a year, sometimes it incubates for 20 before the signs are readily seen. In the form of sores on the skin, boils, scabs, all that stuff. It spreads to the nervous system and it causes loss of sight and sensation. You're no longer able to feel your fingers, feel things with your fingers or your senses of touch. Often the people that have it get burned and don't even know it. As this progresses, the longer it grows, the hands, the feet, the ears, and the nose become disfigured. Scars are seen. And a lot of times as it progresses on and on, the feet and the toes fall off, rotting from the inside out. There have been many reports of people, this is gruesome, there have been reports of people that had their fingers chewed on by rats when they slept. That's how far this progresses, so that people, there's a reason why I'm telling you this. Can you imagine not being able to feel something like that? Horrible. Lepers wore bandages on their hands and feet and head even to cover their disfigured faces and limbs. One suspected of leprosy was brought to the priest and thoroughly examined. If the skin lesions met certain criteria, he was declared to be a leper, banished to live in a separate place with other lepers. They were forbidden to have any socialization with non-infected people. Even their family. Social distancing, y'all, is not a new thing. It was instituted by God. The leper was not only to keep his distance from others, but if he saw someone coming, or if he was walking anywhere, he had to cover his face, his upper lip, and cry, "Unclean! Unclean!" So that the people would know. He had to declare his own uncleanness so that others would stay away. It was a fire alarm, basically, that they had to give off for their own selves. Leprosy was a grievous disease. There was no cure, no help, and yet no relief by death. It's something that people lived with for years and years and years as this slowly progressing disease kept going. The process was slow and agonizing physically, mentally, socially, and religiously, because they weren't allowed to come together in the temple to worship. Leprosy was considered by all as a plague of sin and being smitten by God. It still represents the process of sin and its effects on our lives. Y'all get that? Leprosy still represents the process of sin in our lives. And yet, there were some glimmers of hope in God's law. I want you to go back, not now, but out in Leviticus 13 to 14, it speaks very directly to lepers and the law of determining whether someone is a leper or not. There were a few instances where the leper could be declared clean. Not many, but there were a few instances where the leper could be declared clean. And I find this strange, but it seems to me that a leper could be declared clean if his body was full of leprosy. And yet, white, the white spots. That his, if he was all leprous, and yet didn't have any open scabs or any weeping wounds, that if his skin was white and smooth, and no hairs were yellow or whiter in it or whatever, then he could be declared clean. And in Leviticus 14, we find that if the priest did declare one clean, then there was a ceremonial rite of cleansing that the priest was to do for these lepers that were declared clean. The leper brought two clean live birds. And the priest was to take one of the birds and kill it under running water over an earthen vessel or clay pot. And so the water's coming down, and the bird, he kills it, And the water and the blood were caught in this earthen vessel. And he was to take the live bird and attach it or dip it in that water one time. Just once. Along with cedar wood, scarlet, or a red thread or red cloth, and hyssop, which was a medicinal plant. And after that, the priest was to take that blood and water mixed and sprinkle it on the leper 7 times. And after that, he took the live bird and set it free in an open field. There were many lepers spoken of in the scriptures. Several lepers were healed. Miriam, God smote her with leprosy, and she was healed. God, as a sign, told Moses to put his hand in his garment, and he brought it out, and it was white and leprous. And he told him to put it back in, and he put it back in, and he brought it back out, and it was clean just like he was. Naaman the Syrian had leprosy and was brought to Elisha. And Elisha told him to go and dip 7 times in the Jordan River and be clean. We won't go into all the story, but it ended up he did it and he was declared clean. He was clean from his leprosy. It was gone. Now there were several in the scriptures that had leprosy that God smote with leprosy. We find that he did that to Gehazi. That's Elisha's servant. You know, after that, Naaman was cleansed. Gehazi was Elisha's servant. And Naaman wanted to give Elisha some money and changes of clothes and camels or whatever. He wanted to give him gifts for cleaning him. And Elisha said, I don't need that. But Gehazi, because he wanted stuff. And he went back on his own, not at the command of Elisha, but he went on his own and went back and he said, my master sent me back. And he went and took the stuff and he hid it. And God smote him with leprosy. Did you know that God smote King Uzziah with leprosy because he did something that he shouldn't have done as a king? He went in to the altar and burnt some incense as if he were a priest. God smote that man with leprosy, and he was a leper until he died. Me? Gehazi was a leper until he died. Joab and his father's house were smitten. That was one of the things that they were having to deal with for what they did. I want you to listen. But the Bible does not record any people that were healed of leprosy that were under the law. Moses and Miriam, they had leprosy and were healed of it before God gave them the law of leprosy. No Israelite since the law was given is ever recorded to have ever been pronounced clean. And never, not one priest had ever offered the rite or ceremony of the cleansing. Not one priest is recorded to have ever declared a leper to be clean. Not one. Turn to Matthew chapter 8. Verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, that means if you will, thou canst make me clean. I want you to imagine what it's like to be a leper. I want you to think about what it would be like for you to be a leper. Everybody else sees your boils. Everybody else sees your scabs. Everybody else sees your weeping sores and the bandages that are wet from the discharge. And you have been shunned and not allowed back into the temple worship. You've not been allowed to have any socialization with your family, with your friends. No concourse of life. You can't buy or sell in the marketplace. You can't even enjoy a meal with anybody that you know except for other lepers. And you've lived that way for years, estranged from everyone that you grew up knowing. The only people now that you know or have any dealings with are other lepers that are in the same situation as you. That's this leper. That's every leper. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. What would that do for you? That's called restoration, isn't it? Your former life, your former station, your being clean was restored to you, and the unclean part was no longer a problem for you. You were restored back to your family. You were restored back to your mental health. Think about what that would do to you mentally. You were able to see your friends again. You're able to worship God again in the temple. You weren't shunned anymore. Immediately. First of all, I want you to remember that this leper came and worshiped the Lord. He worshiped him in his leprous condition, did he not? He worshiped him in his leprous condition. And he asked him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He said, I will. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And I want you to get this. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You remember I said that there was no leper recorded that was ever declared clean. And no priest that had ever is recorded has ever offered or seen one that was cleansed and offered those two birds on his behalf. None of them did that. And this leper, can you imagine being the priest in the temple, knowing that this had been a leper, and you examine him and you find him to be clean? Just how shocking would that be to you? Never before in the history of humanity has one ever performed that rite, and you are that priest. What would that tell you? What would that tell you? It would tell me something special. It would tell me that the Messiah is here. That would tell, Jesus says, for a testimony unto them. It wouldn't be much of a testimony if priests cleansed or declared lepers clean all the time, would it? That wouldn't mean anything. But that the fact that they had never done it, and now comes a leper and he's cleansed, that would be a certain testimony that Jesus is here. Jesus is the Messiah. The Messiah is here. Jesus walked about doing good, didn't he? Turn over to Luke chapter 4. Verse 15. Well, we'll start in 14. And Jesus returned. This is after the temptation in the wilderness. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. A synagogue was a Jewish church. It was not the temple, but it was a stand-in for places that were outside of Jerusalem. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, or Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book. I want you to study about this, because that sentence was not over. There were still some things in that scripture that needed to be fulfilled. But listen to what Jesus says. He closed the book mid-scripture. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. I bet they were. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" They were wondering, "We know this man. From a child, we know that he grew up in Joseph's house. Is it not Joseph's son?" "No, this is not Joseph's son. This is God's son. He sent me to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to heal them, set them at liberty that were bruised or completely broken. Lepers completely banished from society. Jesus healed the lepers. Let's turn over a few pages to Luke chapter 7. John, having baptized Christ, having seen His glory in the Spirit coming down and lighting upon Him as a dove, the voice of heaven, or the heaven opened up, and the voice of God spoke and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." That John the Baptist. Now had gotten to the point where he was wondering whether that man was the Christ. In verse 19. "And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?" You know what I find? I find oftentimes we get in great despair because having the extraordinary experiences with the Lord that we have had, I've had several, but I haven't had one like or those that John did, experiences with the Lord. I haven't had those like that, to that intensity. And if John the Baptist got in such a condition that he was wondering if that man he baptized was the Son of God or not, and the Messiah or not, I tell you, don't think we're immune to it. John sent these men, "Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Are you the Messiah, or do we keep looking?" When the men were come unto him, that means Jesus, they said, "John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?" And in that same hour, while they were there, in front of their faces, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering, after he had done those things in their sight, he answering unto them, "Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, how the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed." That was one of the signs, was it not? That Jesus is the Messiah. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor, and to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. He says, if you recognize, John, that I'm the Messiah, you won't be stumbled at me. You won't stumble at me. If you see these things and you recognize it, you won't stumble that I'm the Messiah. and you'll be blessed. But I want you to recognize that all of these works of Christ that He did was many evidences that He was the Son of God. It wasn't just the miracles in turning the water into wine. It wasn't just the miracles of Him saying, "Peace be still," to a raging sea. It was in those things that He did daily, in cleansing the lepers, healing the blind, healing the sick. Turn to Luke 17. I want to talk about some other lepers. In verse 11, 17 and 11. "And it came to pass, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off." You know, they couldn't come close, because that disease was so communicable. And I imagine they probably did what they were supposed to do. They probably cried, "Unclean, unclean." And they lifted up their voices, I imagine, because it was of urgency to them, but also probably because they were a far way away. And they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when He saw them, He said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus didn't have to touch them, even though touching them would be an unbelievable thing for somebody to do, since they were supposed to stay so far away, and they were thrust out, and they were ordered not to be around anybody. And Jesus went to them and touched them, which would be a death sentence for everybody else. Not immediately, but agonizingly. Jesus wasn't worried about that, was He? He touched them. But these, He didn't. He just told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And they, being obedient, went. And as they went, they were cleansed. You know, sometimes Jesus doesn't heal everybody the same way, does He? Sometimes He heals blind people by just telling them to recover their sight. Sometimes He just touches their eyes. Sometimes He spits on the ground and makes clay and rubs it on their eyes. He heals a lot of different ways, doesn't He? You can't put God in a box. You can't say that's He does something one way, or the only one way, except for Jesus being the way. There's only one way that way. Amen? Now, all 10 of them were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, can you imagine having disfigured body, wrapped up with gauze, with putrefying sores, weeping through the bandage, not being able to feel with your fingers, as you're obedient and you're walking towards the priest and your feeling returns. And you don't feel any sores anymore. You look down at your hands and maybe your fingers are restored. None of them kept going. They went their way. But one of them turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God. I don't think that loud voice was because Jesus was a far away way. I think that loud voice was because he was happy. It wasn't any more crying, unclean, unclean, was it? He didn't have to, but he glorified God with that loud voice. And he fell down on his face at his feet because he was clean, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, if y'all know about social things in Israel, the Israelites called the Samaritans dogs because they were Jew and Gentile mixed breed. They were a mixed blood. And they didn't have any dealings with the Samaritans, but Jesus did. Many times it's recorded he had dealings with Samaritans. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Ten minus 1 equals 9. 10 of them were cleansed. And only one turned back to glorify God. All of them were cleansed. I want you to recognize that. God did, just because they didn't turn back and glorify God, he didn't make the leprosy come back on them. But they still went to the priests, I imagine, as Jesus told them to. But one of them turned back to give him thanks and to glorify God. Do you want to know why society is so unthankful? Do you want to know why this church is not full? There's a lot of reasons, but basically it's because there's a lot of clean people out there that don't want to turn around and give God the glory for what he's done for them. I want, and I ask that question a lot, where are the 9? Where are the 9? I'm glad for the 1, but where are the 9? We ought to always have the mindset of gratitude and thankfulness that this one leper that was cleansed had, to turn around and fall at his feet, glorify God, and worship him for the cleansing. You see, because leprosy was considered judgment by God and smitten with sin. And when, because none had been cleansed and showed themselves to the priest, the only ones that have ever been cleansed, as recorded, have ever been cleansed or declared clean in the scriptures were because God cleansed cleansed them and God cleaned them up. Extraordinary. That's extraordinary. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. That's a whole nother sermon. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Jesus had already cleansed him, didn't he? But if you want to be complete with that, being in that cleansed state, if you want to be complete, then you turn around and you give God the glory, and having faith in the one that made you clean, that'll make you complete. That'll make you whole. That'll do you good. That will give you the abundant life. Living after the principles of the kingdom. I just want you to sit there and think. Not just today, but I want you to think of the similarities between leprosy and sin in our lives. Think about how it's got such a slow incubation period. Think about how easily it's transmitted. And that it don't kill you right off. But it's agonizing and tormenting until you do finally die. And then I want you to think about Jesus. I want you to think about that bird. I imagine that priest was flipping through Leviticus trying to figure out what he had to do since they had never done that before. Finding a place about how they were supposed to do that when a leper was cleansed. We got to find two clean birds. We've got to take them. We've got to kill one under the running water and catch all the water and the blood in the basin, and then we got to dip the live one in there, and then we got to set it free. I tell you what, I think that, I don't know all about it because I'm not a Jew, but I tell you, I'm not a natural Jew. I'm a spiritual one, thank God, by His grace. But I tell you this, that was pointing to Jesus Christ in His humanity. He offered Himself as an offering to God for the cleansing of the people. And that one bird that they killed under the running water typified Him in His life, in His natural life. And that one that was set free demonstrated that same thing, that same body come forth out of the grave, and it went back to God and it flew away. I like that. But you know what? I also think that bird describes us. How that we've been dipped in the blood. In His blood. And that we're set free. You know, that wasn't just the blood in that thing. Remember, it was the hyssop. The scarlet thread. And the sweet smelling thing. Of the cedar. How that hyssop was a medicinal plant. And I'm telling you, if you recognize that you're a sinner, you recognize that you, in effect, are leprous. And the only one that can heal you, that did heal you, is Jesus Christ. Then you offer for thy cleansing. You recognize that He dipped you in His blood. I tell you what, that'll set you free. That'll set you free. Knowing that the real priest, the real one, has declared you clean and He made that offering on your behalf will set you free. It'll set you free. And it'll heal your mind. It'll heal those tormenting thoughts that leprosy alienated you from your brethren. It'll mean that leprosy no longer has a hold on you. It no longer commands your life. You've been declared clean by Jesus Christ. Why in the world would we want to go out and do things that lepers do? Why do we want to separate ourselves anymore? Why do we want to go back and live with other lepers when we can join our people and worship God in the temple and give glory to God because of our cleansing? Do you see? I wish I could preach. I wish I could declare unto you what I see in here and feel in here. I can't. I wish I could. How that Jesus took our sins and He cast them as far from Him as the east is from the west. And that when God looks at us, He sees us through the cleansing blood of His Son. I wish I could tell you that. I wish I could make it real to you. I can't make it real to you. Only God can do that. I wish I could tell you about Jesus. I wish I could tell you everything that He's done for me. I wish I could tell you and glorify His name from now until I die without even taking a break to eat. I can't do it. I can't do it. I wish I could understand more about His Word. I wish I could declare what I see in His Word to you so that you could understand it better. I need your prayers. I'll tell you what. We've all been declared clean. If in fact we have been cleansed. We've all been declared clean. And we'll stand before Him in priestly garments, clean and white, because His were dipped in blood. If you've been cured of your leprosy, which one are you going to be? Are you going to be the one, or are you going to be one of the nine? I'd like to be one of the one. Would you? Let's be one of the one this week. Turn back. Give God the glory and worship the Lord. Help other people to see that have been cleansed who cleaned them. And that they should turn back and give God the glory for their cleansing. Doors of church are open for reception of members, for those who want to make that declaration today and become part of this church family. May God bless you is my prayer.